This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The holiday season, shopping season, has opened. Yesterday, of course, was Black Friday, traditionally the busiest shopping day of the year, when retailers hope to climb out of the red financially. Sleigh bells are jingling. Our cash tills ring-ting-tingling. Deal-determined shoppers flooded malls and big-box retailers across the country hoping to snatch up bargains, like these folks who were out really, really early.
Got up at 3:30 to get out and get started. So we got here probably about 5 o'clock in the morning. We always say we're not going to, but then we see the papers and say, okay, well, this is a good price, so let's go.
My husband and son got up early this morning to go snowboarding and woke me up. So I thought, I don't have anything to do at home. I'm just going to come down, and I just thought I'd look at all the crazy people out here fighting for things.
That was Shane Thompson of Gainesville, Florida, and Lori Bielenberg of Salem, Oregon. Black Friday sales figures are not in yet, but this year retailers said that they've seen longer lines than in years past, and people seem to be spending more money. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from a marketing executive at Sears, but first, we're joined from New York by Dana Telsey. She's an expert on the retail industry and CEO of the Telsey Advisory Group. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And what's your immediate sense of this year's Black Friday? A good day for retailers?
I think it was a good day for retailers. I think it was better than last year. I think the traffic was there and the deals were enticing to people.
And is there a clear relationship between a good first day and a successful retail season?
Certainly helps to have a better first day. Typically, you get a lull period from this upcoming Monday until around December 14th. 40% of holiday sales typically occur between December 15th through the 25th.
Ms. Telsey, is there a retailer that you think is really getting it right this year, the right strategy at the right time?
I think Macy's is getting it right with localization initiatives and also with their upper-end Bloomingdale's chain. I think Limited is getting it right, both with Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works.
And what are they doing?
What Macy's is doing is the localization initiative for each different region. What Limited is doing is very carefully planned out launches, very competitive prices, and appealing product.
And as you look at the retail landscape, are you saying perhaps permanent changes among retailers during a time of a continuously tough economy?
Yes, I think some of the changes include managing inventory levels much more carefully. I don't think they're overstocked like they would be in the past. I think they're managing their expenses very carefully. The holiday hiring is up from last year, but they're going to be very careful about who stays on after the holiday season.
So we'll see some good numbers from this holiday season, but unemployment might jump back up when we're done.
I think it stays where it is. I think a lot of these holiday workers are seasonal workers to begin with. I think you have to watch carefully going into 2011 that the pace of sales continues.
You anticipate a lot of returns?
There always is.
What trends are you following as the holiday shopping season continues?
As the season continues, we're looking at multi-channel, how important the internet is and how that is growing in comparison to how the stores are growing. We're watching traffic trends and certainly how deep the markdowns are.
And for the moment, how does shopping over the web compare, or what kind of slice out of the retail pie does it take from standalone retailers?
It's still very small. It's still a little less than 6% of overall retail sales. I estimate it to be growing significantly over the next few years.
And what do you see for the season following this, when we get into 2011?
2011, I think price is going to become even more important. There are cost pressures looming from overseas, whether it's in raw materials, whether it's in freight costs. I think retail is going to have to manage expenses tightly in order to be able to maintain the same rates of earnings growth. I think 2011, if we could see some sales growth come back, that will be a very positive indicator.
Retail industry expert Dana Telsey, who's CEO of the Telsey Advisory Group. She joined us this morning from the studios of the Radio Foundation in New York City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.